Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Online now, I'm chatting to Lizette Lancaster, Project Manager for Crime and Justice Information and Analysis Hub at Institute for Security Studies. Lizette, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and thank you for having me.
And our absolute pleasure. Thanks for making time. Lizette, what is this with foreign nationals now being used as scapegoats? I mean, where does this even come from? How does this arise?
Of course, you know, the type of xenophobia that we are seeing in South Africa is not new. There's this international upsurge of this type of anti-foreigner, anti-immigrant sentiment that we are seeing in countries such as the United States and countries in Europe. So it's not new, and it's been there since the dawn of democracy. You know, we've been taught under apartheid to not trust others. And of course, you know, we couldn't just have this magic wand when we had a democracy. And as people's dreams, you know, the sort of rainbow nation didn't materialize, as we are now sitting with huge socioeconomic problems and challenges and people really being unemployed, hungry, and of course crime is just increasing. It is easy to rather blame foreign nationals for these woes than to look in, you know, to government for being, you know, largely
to blame
the people to blame for these things.
And Lizette, when you say foreign nationals, are we talking about the legal or the illegal ones, or both?
You know, I think what is scary when we look at movements such as Tadula and others, that they don't, although they might say the illegal foreigners, they seem to target all immigrants in their day-to-day operations. We know from our own colleagues that work on the continent that visit South Africa that they get harassed by people asking them for papers while they just walk down the street. So I don't think we need to see it as a problem of just faced by undocumented foreigners, but this hostility is growing and is being faced by legal, so-called legal or documented immigrants too.
But, and this is not the first, am I right? I mean, I've taken in the past, foreign nationals have also been targeted with, you know, pretty much the same thing.
Yes, of course now it becomes even more troubling after COVID, simply because we saw Home Affairs, you know, not being able to renew documents. So even so-called legal immigrants are now on amnesty. Their papers might not even show that they are so-called legal anymore because the dates are not what it means needs to be. And these are the type of problems we are sitting with.
That's a very good point you've actually raised there with the dates. And how did the study originate? Who decided to do the study?
So what we decided to do, because there's a lot of noise on social media, we are desperately trying to also get to find out whether these narratives that are used on social media, even by our Home Affairs Minister, by the MEC for Health in Limpopo, whether these narratives have merit. Are the hospitals being overrun by foreign nationals from Zimbabwe and Limpopo? Are there 25 million people in the country that are so-called illegal foreigners? These type of things that keep on being perpetuated on social media. And what we learned very quickly by just looking at official data and very credible sources such as the World Bank, the UN, the International Labour Organization, is that these myths are not true. To make it even worse, that, you know, when you start doing this research, which is desktop research, just going through all the documents that are out there, you find out that these myths are patently untrue and that foreigners, for most part, actually contribute to our economy and are disproportionately less likely to commit crime. But, you know, these are not the things that are perpetuated on social media.
And now, regarding the outcome of the study, what do you think will change?
I think it's really important that we hold our leaders accountable. They cannot keep on perpetuating these false narratives about immigrants. I mean, immigrants actually contribute to an estimated 9% of our GDP. On average, we're not saying everybody, but immigrants approximately create 2 jobs for locals on average. Mm-hmm. They are less likely to commit crimes when we look at what the Justice Minister has been giving us and figures on who are the people that are held for rape and murder in our prisons, for instance. So we need to start countering these narratives actively, and we need to start looking at immigrants as part of our solution, not part of our problem. Because if we don't, we are going to see that the type of violence, if not worse, than we did in 2008 and 2015, where people were killed, including South Africans, that were mistaken for immigrants during attacks in certain areas. And we just can't keep on having people scapegoated for our problems. We need, that's not going to create the solutions we need. And immigrants are part of our solution.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And they are not the scapegoats. And we need to hold those who are liable and make them accountable, not, obviously, not the foreign nationals. Very interesting discussion. Thank you so much, Lizette. And that was Lizette Lancaster, Project Manager for Crime and Justice Information and Analysis Hub at Institute for Security Studies. Thank you so much.